The Independent Review Commission of Hillsborough County Jails met last night across from the Falkenberg Road Jail in Tampa. Colonel David Parrish stood before the review committee and spoke about the new standard operating procedures for how inmates will be processed. Things such as new inmate medical and mental health screenings, more thorough tests for drugs and alcohol, and wheelchair-accessible inmate transportation.
We keep three nurses on duty 24 hours a day and looking for an RN around the clock, and we'll have an LPN and an EMT. When we opened up booking in 1991, we had one nurse on duty 24 hours a day to do the medical screening on every person that comes in. That's no longer sufficient. The demands put on us in the medical screening process are far more complex than they were 15, 18 years ago.
Not surprisingly, much of the focus of the new procedures is on how to deal with disabled inmates. The review commission was established after a video was released of Brian Sterner, a quadriplegic, being pushed from his wheelchair by a deputy. Parrish spoke about new procedures in place to make sure that everyone is doing their job correctly and to hold those who aren't accountable.
We don't have anybody sitting and looking at all of our videos all the time. We have to hire a huge staff to do that. However, in booking, as a result of this incident, we now require the lieutenant who is in charge of the central command, which is booking and intake housing, or the acting lieutenant, in case there's no lieutenant on duty, there's a sergeant who's designated to look at, on that shift, what's transpired, any uses of force, and in addition, spot checking. They don't have time to sit there and watch another 12-hour shift worth of, but they can spot check through and see what. Right? And then they're required to give something to the division commander, Major Lucas, on a shift-by-shift basis, and that's something that we do now. They're required to spend at least 1 hour each shift reviewing videos taken from different vantages within booking, with special emphasis on the cameras aimed at the intake station, the holding cells, and the phone wall.
Panel member Linda McKinnon asked Parrish how something like the incident involving Brian Sterner could happen.
With all these issues of why don't you train for this or train for that, he says, we're not going to put on any training that says when you're dealing with somebody in a wheelchair, you don't dump them out like that. You know, I still can't. I hired that deputy. She's worked for me for years. She worked as a bailiff. When it was not under me, she came back. Bailiffs are under me now. Excellent deputy, hardworking, conscientious. I know her mother well. There's no understanding what happened. I have some ideas, but that's not really, there's no excuse for what happened. And it was, you know, that's not something you can train for. Yeah, how can you foresee? I'm sorry. At one point in total exasperation, I said, you know, I didn't do anything wrong here. If I need to be fired, by all means. That's what happens. The captain of the ship gets fired when they have a crash at sea, you know, and they smash into somebody else, even if he's asleep down in his quarters, and if that's what it takes. But I'm not walking out the door as a sacrificial lamb because I didn't do anything wrong. We've worked over hard, incredibly hard, to do just the opposite, to treat people fairly and humanely and do things right. But that's why I just keep saying go look at other jails and see the way things really work. And we do an excellent job. But the one you-know-what wipes out all the good attaboys.
There were many other inmates aside from Sterner who filed complaints of abuse at the hands of jail employees. One inmate claimed the deputy had broken her arm, one claimed to have been beaten to the point of receiving brain damage, and earlier this year, the sheriff's office released footage of Benjamin Rayburn, a paraplegic who was left on the floor of his cell for over an hour after his wheelchair was confiscated by deputies. Members of the public were invited to comment. Only one person did, Stanley Weaver. His brother Brian Weaver filed a grievance about an altercation with a fellow inmate that took place on May 26, 2006. According to the grievance, a detention officer took Brian Weaver and the other inmate into a secluded part of the recreation yard at 5:30 in the morning and looked the other way as the two inmates fought, while the other inmates were still in their cells. After the confrontation, Brian Weaver complained of severe pain in his eye. According to the complaint, they put him in solitary confinement until the next day, where he was sent to the hospital. While he was in the hospital, according to Stanley Weaver, he was tried in absentia and found guilty of all charges relating to the fight.
Now, I know that you guys are working on the issue of disability and, you know, admitting, but now I just want to make sure we take this a step further past that and also, you know, talk about the inmates as far as in jail. Because like the gentleman said, if they didn't know about it, they didn't have any videos or anything like this, we won't even, you guys won't even be sitting here. So my whole thing is, if you guys don't know maybe this one incident, there may be many that may be taking place. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys hear this all the time, inmates complaining, abuse, whatever. But you know what? Unfortunately, like you said, he had a chance to speak to the inmate, but unfortunately, he's not going to be able to do that for my brother because he's no longer alive. He passed away August 26th from this incident. Now, it took a toll on him because of the fact that he said when he came back, they refused to treat him because of the fact that he communicated, tried to talk to the media, tried to talk to us and stuff like that. And it kept escalating and building up to, because he was just down here to do, you know, as a witness. And then after he served, they sent him away and it compounded to the point where we are here in front of you now to tell you that he's no longer here to speak his case.
The next review commission meeting will take place at the Tampa Port Authority on April 25th at 10 a.m. For WMNF from the Falkenberg Road Jail in Tampa, I'm Jamie Kidder.